Bonjour, je suis Cécile de Monsept.
Hello, I'm Cécile de Monsept. I am in charge of the cultural and educational department of the Museum of Fabrics and the Museum of Decorative Arts in Lyon. When we talk about Copts, we are talking about the first Christians of Egypt who were born during the first century when the city of Antinoe was established. It was a period when Christianity partially replaced the pharaonic beliefs and rites, but not totally. There were still strong links. These Christians of Egypt are renowned for the exceptional quality of their textiles. Craftsmen, artists, manufacturers, I don't really know what the right term is, but they wove quite exceptional fabrics, which are still today the proof of this very elegant civilization of the end of the Egyptian antiquity. You have in front of you a fragment of Egyptian fabric in linen, natural color, and dyed wool with brown dominance. At the center, we have a figure that looks like and probably represents a warrior. These medallions, square-shaped, are very well known in the Coptic world. They generally adorn tunics, but could also be used in the world of furnishings. These fabrics are found during excavations, generally in burial sites. The Copts have a very particular rite. They do not mummify their deceased, but they are buried on the ground, and the Egyptian climate will allow to preserve perfectly these bodies, but also these fragments of fabrics. Most often, these fragments, which are called tapestries, adorn tunics or funerary cushions to allow the deceased to pass more easily into the world of the afterlife. But during archaeological discoveries, archaeologists will prioritize the commercial aspect of these fabrics and will cut out where the pattern and sell them to the highest bidder, which is why in the collection and particularly in the Museum of Fabrics in Lyon, we keep a certain number of square medallions with different type of representation in the center, such as this. This fragment we have in front of us is made of linen and wool, as it's the case with so many so-called Coptic works. Again, this fragment probably belonged to a tunic. The linen is natural in color, and the wool is essentially brown with small red spots, as we shall see. We have a particular shape that represents a tree, where the top of the tree is almond-shaped, which reminds us of the tree of life that we find in textiles, ceramics, or even miniatures from the Persian world, therefore from the Oriental world. The shape also reminds us of the shape of a mandorla that can be seen on icons, on bas-relief, more in the West, or in paintings as well, and of course in other textiles. This confirms the stylistic and cultural exchange that are extremely important between the Middle East, the Far East, and the West. What we will later call the Silk Road, or more precisely the Silk Roads. What do all these elements represent? Today we are not in a position to give a hypothesis, but perhaps a mythological character. Since the Coptic people are largely inspired and influenced by Greco-Roman mythology, which they have adapted to their own beliefs and their own culture. So perhaps if in the future we find similar samples, we could find the name of a mythological character.
Dans le métier que je fais,
In the job I do, imagination is really important because when we show people around a museum, our mission is to bring knowledge, but also to make them travel, to make them dream, and imagination has a very important part in, obviously, in the understanding of these works, especially of these Coptic works, where we know very little.